Call upon his name. Make known his deeds among the peoples. Sing to him, sing praises to him. Speak of all his wonders. Glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord and his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonders which he has done, his marvels and the judgments uttered by his mouth. O seed of Abraham, his servant, O sons of Jacob, his chosen ones, he is the Lord our God. His judgments are in all the earth. Well, obviously, the word thanksgiving is a word that's used in a number of places in the Bible, and we have a history of people giving thanks to the Lord in these United States of America. It actually began in 1621 when the Pilgrims first landed, and that first winter for them was extremely difficult, and a lot of them died. But yet the Lord saw those who remained through it, and through the next season, they planted some things and reaped the harvest and scheduled their first Thanksgiving Day and even invited the Indians to come and be a part of that with them. And that celebration, as I remember, went on for more than one day. In fact, I think it was either 2 or 3 days, may have been a little longer. You can look all that up probably in history or Google it or whatever and get that information, but it was certainly more than one day, and they had a lot to celebrate. God had provided for them, and they were indeed thankful to him, and so they set aside a time for thanksgiving and feasting. Now, we know the Bible does talk about fasting, but I would challenge you to do a study on that word feasting, because there's a lot in there about the people of God feasting, not only fasting, but feasting. And this is another thing I like about Thanksgiving. It's not just a time to give thanks to God, but a time to feast on all of the good things that he and good food that he has given us to enjoy. Well, later in history in the United States of America, our first president, George Washington, declared and set aside a day in October to be a day of national thanksgiving. Now, that didn't become the holiday, but he did challenge Americans to set aside that day in October and give thanks to the Lord for all that he had done. Well, our national holiday actually began in 1863 when the president that year was Abraham Lincoln. And this is a Thanksgiving proclamation that he put out. And I want to read it as a reminder to us of how our national holiday called Thanksgiving Day was indeed instituted. And here's the proclamation that he put out. It is the duty of nations as well as of men to, on their dependence upon the overruling power of God, to confess their sins and transgressions in humble sorrow, yet with assured hope that genuine repentance will lead to mercy and pardon, and to recognize the sublime truth announced in the Holy Scriptures and proven by all history, that those nations are blessed whose God is the Lord. We know that by his divine law, nations, like individuals, are subjected to punishments and chastisements in this world. May we not justly fear that the awful calamity of civil war, which now desolates the land, may be a punishment inflicted upon us for our presumptuous sins, to the needful end of our national reformation as a whole people. We have been the recipients of the choicest bounties of heaven. We have been preserved these many years in peace and prosperity. We have grown in numbers, wealth, and power as no other nation has ever grown. But we have forgotten God. We have forgotten the gracious hand which preserved us in peace and multiplied and enriched and strengthened us. We have vainly imagined that in our own deceitfulness and in our own deceitful hearts, that all these blessings were produced by some superior wisdom or virtue of our own. Intoxicated with unbroken success, we have become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. It has seemed to me fit and proper that God should be solemnly, reverently, and gratefully acknowledged as with one heart and one voice by the whole American people. I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States and also those who are at sea and those who are sojourning in foreign lands to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. And from that day till this, we celebrate on the last Thursday of November, Thanksgiving Day. Now, it's my hope and prayer that more and more Americans, as time goes on, will indeed use that day to give thanks to Almighty God. I selected the title of the message this morning from those same words in the first verse of 105. Give thanks to the Lord. Now, obviously, a lot of that's been going on since 1621, the pilgrims in the United States of America. But the people of God have been giving thanks to him for a lot longer time than that. In fact, there are a lot of places in the Old Testament, and we were reminded of that in our Sunday school class this morning. In one psalm we went to, and it just over and over and over again, give thanks to the Lord for his love or his mercy. Some translations use one word and some the other. But time and time and time again. And so it is that we should give thanks to the Lord. And there's a lot in the scriptures about that. Psalm 105, Psalm 100, Psalm 107, Psalm 92, New Testament, Ephesians 5, 20, 1 Thessalonians 5, 16 and 18 that I read to you at our Zoom in prayer meeting last Thursday night. In everything, give thanks, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And I'll be one to confess that that's not the easiest thing in the world to do, especially if you're in the midst of trial and trouble and tribulation. But it says, give thanks in everything, for this is the will of God concerning you in Christ Jesus. And sometimes we're in the darkness of the tunnel, and it might be difficult to give thanks at that time for the trial or trouble or tribulation. But I can assure you there's light at the end of that tunnel, and Almighty God, who is with us, never to leave us nor forsake us, will see us through the hard time, and then the good time will appear again. And so we can give thanks, even for the trials and troubles and tribulations, even though it's not the easiest thing to do. But one of the things that I pray in those hard times is, first of all, Lord, teach me whatever lesson it is you want me to learn by being in the midst of this difficulty. I know you have a purpose and a plan for all things. Nothing can thwart your purposes. Nothing can thwart your plans. You have a reason for this happening. I don't understand what it is, but you do. And I trust you in this, and I want you to teach me what you want me to learn as a result of going through this time of trouble. That's a good prayer to pray, and he will do that. He will answer that prayer and teach us what it is he wants us to learn with the troubling situations that we live in and through. Turn with me quickly for just a moment to the book of Colossians, another New Testament passage, this time to chapter number 2. And I don't know how many of you listen to, and I can't remember his name now, the big Baptist preacher in Atlanta, Georgia. What's his name? Charles Stanley. Well, I tuned in to Charles Stanley this morning, and he read this passage and preached on this passage, and I wanted to bring it to your attention today, Colossians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7. And here's what it says. As you therefore have received Christ Jesus the Lord, so walk in him, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in him and established in your faith, just as you were instructed, and now these are the words I want you to get, and overflowing with gratitude. And so all of us who are in Christ Jesus, and much to my dismay, I almost fell out of the chair when he quoted Ephesians 1:4 and said, all of you, if you're in Christ Jesus, it's because God chose you from before the foundation of the world. And I had to say, yee-haw, thank you, Lord. I mean, you know, when we read the Bible, we all come out at the same place. And that's a good thing, a wonderful thing. And so those of us who are in Christ Jesus, having been chosen for salvation from before the foundation of the world, should be overflowing with gratitude for that, if for nothing else. I tell you, salvation is a wonderful thing. And I don't know of anything any more wonderful. But anyway, we should give thanks to the Lord, because he deserves our thanks and our praise. He is worthy of it, and we should give him credit for the things that he does. We should praise him for his providence. We heard a lot about that, God's providence, in our Sunday school class this morning. And God has really showered this nation with a lot of his providence, where we deserve his wrath and his anger and his judgment, and yet he has been gracious and merciful to us as a nation. And I want you to think about Thursday when you sat down to your Thanksgiving meal, whoever you're with, and I want you to just notice what's on the table, or what's on all the counters in the kitchen. In fact, where we go and the families we're with, you can't get it all on the table. Have to leave a lot of that on the counters in the kitchen, and you go through there and load up your plate and take your seat. But I want you to remember that there are a lot of people in this world, maybe some even in this country, who don't have anything near what you're going to be able to enjoy for that Thanksgiving meal. And if God has blessed you with that kind of abundance, which I'm convinced he has, as he has us, that in itself is a lot to give thanks for. We should thank him for his protection. I don't know about you, but I'm thankful to live in the state of North Carolina. I'm glad I'm not in Florida, where the hurricanes tear up a lot of stuff. I'm glad I'm not in California, for more reason than not being in the fires, but for a lot of other reasons as well. Some people have referred to that land as the land of fruits and nuts, and I have to agree with that. And a lot of times, a lot of stuff spreads across the country and winds up out here. But, you know, I'm just thankful to be in North Carolina. I really am. And how God has been gracious and merciful to keep away the hurricane problems and tornado problems and fire problems. From us, we did have a tree to fall not too long ago when we had that windy Friday and rainy Friday as a result of the hurricane traveling up through the area. But I prayed that morning and said, Lord, and I knew that it was possible, because we had already had one to fall in the back and it went through the ceiling of the garages in the back. But I prayed that morning, said, Lord, if we have a tree fall, please don't let it hit the house. And sure enough, it fell and missed the house by just a small number of feet, really. Amazing. And I was so glad and thankful that it didn't hit the house. That would have made a mess, and we'd probably still be cleaning up from it. But God protected us and caused it to fall where it did, and it didn't hit the house, and for that we're grateful. Well, God's provision. We ought to be thankful for his provision. We still get to meet here at 4705, Boone Trail Road, right here in Mills Creek. We still get to enjoy meeting in this facility, although it's been up for sale now for a number of months, and they even have a buyer that they've agreed upon their price, but the buyer has applied for a grant. And we understand that they won't hear about that until May as to whether or not they get that grant. And so with us not having the money to buy it ourselves, We are just dependent upon the Lord to continue to meet here and wherever he would have us meet come May and beyond. We don't know if we'll continue to be here with the new owners or not, and all that remains to be seen, but God's provided for us a long, long time, and we're confident he will continue to do that. We can be thankful and give thanks to him for his presence. We heard a lot about that this morning in our Sunday school class as well, and his promise never to leave us nor forsake us. And so we should give thanks to the Lord. We should call upon his name, make known his deeds among the peoples, sing to him, sing praises to him. We've been doing that this morning. Speak of all his wonders, and you'll have opportunity to do that if you want to, if I ever get through preaching here, and hopefully I will. And you'll have time to do that. We should glory in his holy name. Let the heart of those who seek the Lord be glad. Seek the Lord in his strength. Seek his face continually. Remember his wonders which he has done. And we should remember those and speak of those in the presence of each other. Turn with me quickly for just a moment to Psalm 111. And I'm going to conclude by reading this, then give you opportunity to give thanks to the Lord if you'd like to do that. And we'll see how that goes. But Psalm 111, and here's what it says. Praise the Lord. I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart, in the company of the upright and in the assembly. Great are the works of the Lord. They are studied by all who delight in them. Splendid and majestic is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has made his wonders to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and compassionate. He has given food to those who fear him. He will remember his covenant forever. He has made known to his people the power of his works and giving them the heritage of the nations. The works of his hands are truth and justice. All his precepts are sure. They are upheld forever and ever. They are performed in truth and uprightness. He has sent redemption to his people. He has ordained his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. A good understanding have all those who do his commandments. His praise endures forever. But I want you to back up for just a moment to those words early in the psalm, verse 1, that say, I will give thanks to the Lord with all my heart in the company of the upright and in the assembly. So at this time, I would invite any of you who want to give thanks to the Lord to simply do that. I would ask you, if you would please, to just speak up so everyone else can hear you. Anyone want to give thanks to the Lord? Okay, Rosa?
I'm thankful